This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey friends, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network here in Houston, Texas. Earlier today, I attended a press conference with the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, and one of Houston's top health officials, Dr. Peirce, to ask them about the number of probable cases here in Houston. Some of you may remember that back in May, the Collin County Commissioner's Court right here in Texas released a PowerPoint presentation where they said they were concerned that due to new guidelines from the Texas Department of State and Health Services, there would be an artificial increase in the number of probable cases of COVID-19, which would lead to an overall increase in the number of confirmed cases. Now, since that time, the Collin County Commissioner's Court has now said publicly that they have, quote, no confidence in the data coming from the Texas Department of State and Health Services. You can find this on their website. So today I asked the mayor, does the city of Houston, does Harris County also have no confidence in the data that is being listed from the Texas Department of State and Health Services? Here's what the mayor had to say.
Question for Dr. Peirce or Mr. Mayor, whatever, whoever thinks they can answer best. It's about Collin County, Texas. 2 months ago, they stated that they put out a presentation saying that they were concerned that the Texas Department of State and Health Services new guidelines were going to lead to an increase in probable case numbers. And then 2 weeks ago, they released a statement, and they now have a disclaimer on their website where they're counting numbers that says they have, quote, no confidence in the data. And I'm just curious, does Harris County and Houston still have confidence in the Texas Department of Health Services numbers?
There are concerns that we have with regards to the numbers. That's why we are looking more internally to the numbers that are coming through our own system, where we are testing people locally, and we have control over those numbers. We are also looking at more innovative ways of being able to determine the prevalence of the virus in our community locally, it's my belief that we'll be able to discuss that a little bit further this week, so we don't have to necessarily rely on the state numbers. I know others have put a disclaimer. I think internally, even within our own hospital system, there may be a disclaimer as well. So there is a concern with the accuracy of those numbers coming from the state.
Is the city of Houston based on the Texas numbers, or are you saying it's independent from those numbers?
We factor in the state numbers, but we are also looking at another system where we're just looking at our numbers and deaggregating them. But then we're looking at another way of testing the prevalence of the virus in the Houston area, separate and apart from the state system. So looking at another way to verify the level of community spread that existed in our city. We're working through those steps now, and hopefully we'll be able to discuss it in more detail this week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you also very, very much. Okay.
After speaking with the mayor, I had a chance to talk to Dr. Peirce in the hallway and ask him a couple of questions about the probable case numbers, as well as about the PCR test itself, which is the most popular and, we are told, the most accurate test used to detect COVID-19.
You know, just too disparaging about the state. They're doing the best they can. It was a situation where they had a old computer system that was never designed to handle this volume, and so this was the consequence of it. So it's not that their data was inaccurate. They didn't give us any wrong information. It's just that there's that big backup of it. And so hopefully now that has been resolved, and we'll get back on track and we'll move forward.
The Collin County Commissioner's Court, their presentation said that their concern was the new rules would lead to an increase in probable cases based on like a number of changes. This was in May, and you know that's one of the things they led to. I spoke to the epidemiologist over there in their health department, and she said their concern was, and I don't know the details of the rules, but there were some changes that could increase the case of probable, and so they were concerned that they were going to see a spike. Do you think that was part of the problem?
So this gets very confusing, and sure. So I'm kind of hoping you'll go off the record with this, because what I'm saying about to tell you is my good faith, and I may not have it exactly right. My understanding is that previously the state had been reporting only confirmed cases through the PCR test methods,
yeah.
and that they now want, so those are confirmed. They also started, said that you can start reporting what they're calling probable cases that are the antigen tests, right? So here in Houston, we haven't had a whole lot of that, we thought, and now we understand that there's a fair amount of antigen testing going out, but they're not reporting them to us or to the state. And so this is where the confusion starts to come in, and that has to get sorted out before I would, you know, really.
So are the majority of tests, or maybe all of them in Houston, PCR tests?
Absolutely, the majority of them are. We're hearing that some places are doing the antigen test, but we're also hearing that they're not reporting it either to the state or to the local. So when we look at our data, there's very small, very tiny percentage, single-digit percentage of antigen tests are getting reported to us. My question, which I don't have the answer to, is, well, how many antigen tests are really being offered in the community? Because they're not reporting them to anyone. So how do I know? So of the ones that we hear about, we've been reaching out to those places and asking them to report. And that only started a week or two ago, and so we need to follow up. And this is what I don't have, and I probably should have at this point, but I don't, is that, okay, so what did we hear back? Are they reporting, or what have we gone and seen? Are they actually reporting them like they said they would, or are they still not reporting?
One more, and I'll let you be.
Okay.
Any thoughts on, I've been reading a bit about the PCR test itself, and folks, you know, even Kerry Mullis, the inventor of it, his concerns about it, the accuracy of it. Like, I know it's seen as highly accurate, but also some folks say it could produce false positives or even, you know, false negatives.
So, all right, so that's a good question. So you have to understand how those PCR tests, the answer, the test result, the way they have been reporting to us from the state and elsewhere is either yes or no. But in reality, it is, it comes in what are called cycle thresholds. And it's an inverse relationship. So the higher the number, the less virus there was in the initial sample. And so some labs will report out to 40 cycle thresholds, and if they get a positive at 40, which means there's a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of virus in there, that gets reported to us as positive, and we don't know any different. Other labs have a cutoff at like 34, 35, and they'll report it to us as well. The question is that what value, at what number,
what threshold is
somebody still, because if I've got a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of, you test me, I've got a tiny, tiny amount of virus, well, does that mean I'm contagious, I'm infectious to somebody else? Because here's the other question is,
prior coronavirus infection or something along those
so
lines?
So it should, so that's good. So it shouldn't be a different coronavirus, but the question is, when you are shedding that tiny amount of coronavirus, are you just, you just got infected and you're just starting? Or are you on the downside, and whatever, and you, when you were infectious, you're no longer infectious anymore.
Sure.
And that's why, so part of the argument is that we should only be looking at cycle thresholds in the 30 or lower, or maybe 34 or lower range, because that's somebody who's got a fair amount of virus, and they probably are infectious to the other person. So that's the new controversy that has come up. But from our standpoint, well, we just get positive or negative.
Oh, so that's what you're saying. You don't even know which.
We don't have no idea what threshold
this
patient.
But in the city, like the tests, they're just like, for example, you guys are encouraging testing. Are those tests?
So the majority of those are no. So the majority of those are doing the PCR testing. But again, so that goes to a lab, yeah, and they just report positive or negative.
So you'd basically have to go to like each independent lab that's doing the testing to find out.
And then we have to go to each individual person.
And see, you know, how.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds problematic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so what would be helpful, and if you want to, you know, yeah, what would be helpful is if there was a national standard for the cycle threshold that would be considered, you know, positive versus negative. Because if
think
it's above
30 to 35, you're saying.
I'm going to leave it to the people who know that better than I.
Sure.
But what I'm hearing is it's in that between 30 and 35 range. I hear the number 34 a lot, 35, but I would leave that to them to decide. But it would be nice if there was a national standard for that, right?
Now, as you've heard from both the mayor and from Dr. Peirce, there are concerns here in the city of Houston. They acknowledge that some cities and some counties and even some hospitals do not have confidence in the data that is coming from the state and the guidelines that were set by the state through the CDC. Dr. Peirce also acknowledges that there are problems with the PCR test itself. Now, my question to you, and what I want you to reflect on, is why are these questions not being asked by other media here in the city of Houston? Why is the mayor and Dr. Peirce and other public health officials not acknowledging this and bringing this information to light? Especially because throughout the press conference, the mayor and Dr. Peirce continuously reminded the public, we need you to get tested. We need you to get tested. So they're encouraging people to get tested while at the same time acknowledging that there are problems with the probable case numbers as well as potential problems with the PCR test itself. So I'll leave this up to you guys to decide whether you want to trust the city of Houston, whether you want to trust the PCR test, but I think these are important questions that need to be asked not only here in the city of Houston, but all around the state of Texas and all around the United States. Thank you guys so much for supporting. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, You are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.